State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, along with Martin's Home and Garden. And here to bring you the starting lineups in the Riverdale-Oakland girls game and the live play-by-play from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography, here is John Dinkins.
All right, Brian, first of all, for the Oakland Lady Patriots, it'll be Kaylin Oliver, number 23, a 5'8 senior forward. Emily Eubank, number 10, a 5'9 senior guard. Kira House, a 5'8 senior forward wearing number 3. Number 42 is Shelby Gibson, a 6'2 sophomore center. And Angela Eubank, double zero, a 5'7 sophomore guard. For Riverdale, the Lady Warriors will have Alexa Middleton, number 33, a 5'7 senior guard. Brandy Alley, number 32, 5'8 senior center. Shelby Davenport at 6 foot will be one of the other guard spots, and she'll wear double zero, along with Hannah Pendergrass, a forward, a 5'8 senior wearing number 12. And number 34 is Caroline Patrick, a 5'10 sophomore guard, number 34, Patrick. So for Riverdale, Middleton, Alley, Davenport, Pendergrass, and Patrick. For Oakland, Oliver, Eubank, House, Gibson, and Eubank. And the Riverdale Warriors in their maroon and Vegas gold, primary color being the maroon tonight. And Oakland will be in the white with blue and red trim. And, of course, just coming off a win over Riverdale for the first time in 9 years, I don't know if it's unfortunate or just strange that you have to play them right back again.
Well, you take the wins when you can get them, John, but this is a big one here to win because it puts you in the championship game. It gets you hosting the first round of the region. There's a lot on the line in this one.
And the tip is up and controlled by Oakland. Emily Eubank has it. Over in the corner to Angela Eubank. Starts it out with a three. No good. Rebound. Oliver. Oliver almost loses it. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to, I think, Oakland. He pointed Riverdale, but I think it's Oakland. Oakland going to our left and to the right here. High post is Gibson. Over to Eubank. Riverdale starts out in the zone. Back to Emily Eubank. Long pass to Angela Eubank. Here's the long jumper. Good! First bank three by Angela Eubank. She's a big key tonight, Brian.
Well, they're going to have to shoot the ball extremely well, both teams. Whoever shoots the ball the best tonight and turns it over the least, I think, is going to win this game.
Middleton misses the shot. The rebound to Oliver to Kira House. Layup good. 5-0 Oakland. Getting off to a very good start here early. Here's Middleton between the circles. Gives over to the left wing to Pendergrass. Now top of the key. To Davenport, going to drive now, go up, scoop shot. They say she traveled. No foul. Turnover, Riverdale. So inauspicious start here for the Lady Warriors. Oakland has the ball. Some token pressure by Riverdale. Eubank to Oliver. Oliver takes a few dribbles. Now double team, gives it out to Emily Eubank. Lobs it over to House on the wing. Looking for some help, finds Emily Eubank. It's a 2-3 zone for Riverdale. Bounce pass, how? Oliver. Oliver driving. Dishes off to Angela Eubank again. No good this time. Rebound, Pendergrass. Gets it out to Middleton. Gets by House. Going to stop. Pull-up jumper from 15. Good. Middleton with a basket. And it's 5-2 Oakland.
Of course, a lot of people remember in that Monday game, Alexa Middleton was hurt, spent much of the week in doctor's offices, but got cleared. Knee's fine. Nice to see a basket from her.
Oliver misses the layup. That was the shot that she killed Riverdale last time. And now a foul on Oakland. And it's on Oliver.
Yeah, they clobbered Middleton that time.
Alexa probably feels like she's been more on the floor the last 2 weeks than she's been actually standing. 5:57 to go in the first, 5-2 Oakland. Riverdale with the ball. High post, it goes to Alley. Now dishes it back over to Middleton. She drives baseline. Finds Patrick down low, wide open, misses the shot. Rebound, Davenport saves it. Over to Pendergrass. Pendergrass back out to Middleton. Well, that was a great pass by Middleton. They couldn't get the bucket. Alexa gives it to Shelby Davenport. Davenport to Alley. Over to Pendergrass. A foul underneath the basket. And it's on Patrick. Pushing off underneath. That's Caroline Patrick, her first and the team's first. Oliver will throw it in. Oliver brings it across the timeline, over to the house, stops, finds Gibson down low, and now she's going to be fouled by Allie. They are really doing a good job, Oakland, that is, of beating this little trap that Riverdale's got going. Deja Jones comes in the game for Riverdale. Deja did not play in the first round game. Free throw by Gibson is up, and it is good. She is shooting from the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air, 890-1311. That second shot missed by Gibson, 6-2, Oakland. Middleton trying to get by the press and the trap, and she does. Bounce pass down low. It goes to Deja Jones. It's good. Middleton makes some pay on that one. 6-4, Oakland leads by two. Over in the corner is Angela Eubank. Back out to Emily Eubank. Down low, Angela has it. Goes up with it. It's blocked. Picked up, Davenport. Riverdale wanting to run. Davenport directing traffic. Going to stop. She'll take the long three. No good. Rebound. Picked up Oliver. Oliver's all over the place getting rebounds. Oliver driving. Dishes off the house. Stops. Shoots. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. It's House who comes away with it. Bounced right to her hands. House with four, and it's 8-4. Oakland. Middleton. Double team. Looking for help. And there's a collision right in front of Jennifer Grandstaff. And they're going to give the ball to Riverdale. Wow, that was some collision there. Shanika Hurd checking in for the Warriors.
Coach Grandstaff knows how to duck, though. Can't say that for this side of the gym sometimes.
Here's Middleton, has it stripped away from her. Eubank coming up with it. Drives, puts it up, short. Rebound Hurd. Shanika has it.
One thing about it is Oakland's not afraid to be the aggressor here.
Middleton, pull-up jumper from 15, no good. Davenport with a tip-in. Let's see if the basket counts because there's a foul away from it. Yes, it is. And a foul on Oakland. Basket is good. And the foul is on Oliver, and more importantly, that's her second one.
Yeah, she kind of reached around.
They get it up to Jones, and they're going to call Angela Eubank for the foul. Brian, it seems to me that Riverdale is getting on the glass much better than the meeting last week.
Well, I'm sure that they were challenged. They've had a week to look back over things. They did have a game versus Stewart's Creek. But, I'm sure that they had this date circled knowing that they would meet and had some things to correct. So I think you're going to see a different the outcome could be very well be the same. But you're going to see some things different in this game from both teams for sure.
Jones hits the first one. Second one rolls out. Rebound, and now they're going to call Davenport for over the back on Oliver.
They are calling this game very tight, and I don't know if the officials are anticipating it or exactly what, but they want to make sure that they maintain control, and that could dictate the way this game goes as well.
Aaliyah Patterson checks in. Oliver goes out. These are important minutes. Aaliyah Patterson is going to play here. Here's Eubank. Over to Angela Eubank. A to E. E's got it. 8-7. Here's Gibson at the high post. Tries to find help and does. Emily has it. Left side now to House. Dumps it off to Eubank. She drives baseline, puts it up. Running jumper good from about 12. It's 10-7 now. Emily Eubank for 2 points. 10-7 Oakland. Ball's tipped away, and House going to come away with it. Trying to look for help, finds Angela Eubank right there. House to Emily Eubank. Long jumper, strong. Angela Eubank down with the rebound. Gives it over to Gibson. Gibson trying to go up. They're going to call a foul. Who's it going to be on?
Probably on Allie, John,
nope,
but it's not.
Davenport, and that would be two on her, and that makes things a little dicier now. Oliver with two and Davenport with two.
And Coach Corey Barrett just simply asked, what did she do?
Here's Eubank driving baseline, takes a five-footer. It's missed. Rebound, Hurd coming away with it. Hurd, and now reaching in is Angela Eubank with a foul.
John, if the fouls continue at this pace, they'll have to suit you and me up here to finish out the game, and that's not going to be pretty.
Well, you're not lying there. I hope that doesn't happen.
Me either.
I'm praying it doesn't happen. I don't even want to be in the DirecTV shootout.
I don't look good in shorts.
I know. I saw that last week. Middleton has it for Davenport. Bounce pass to Middleton. Over to Hurd in front of the Oakland bench. Here's Middleton. Long jumper. No good. Rebound. Davenport tips it out right into the hands of Angela Eubank. Here comes Oakland. 2:17 to go in the first. Over to Emily Eubank. Long jumpers, no good. Rebound, Allie. Pushes her way around and gets it out to Middleton. One-on-one. Middleton. Oh, a spin move in the lane. The little hook won't go. Rebound, Eubank.
That was a sweet move, though.
Here's Emily. Bounce pass, throws it right into the hands of Davenport. Another turnover. Two-on-one. Davenport goes up with the right hand, lays it off the glass and good. Davenport with four. Playing with two fouls here. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. 10-9 now, Oakland. And you can tell the up and down of the court. Emily Eubank breathing pretty tough, as is everybody on the floor. House gives it out to Emily Eubank.
Yeah, this has been a frantic pace.
Eubank, 12-footer, short, rebound. Tipped around, Shanika Hurd comes out of nowhere. And she's had three of those in a row. Hurd directing traffic, gives it to Brady Alley, misses the layup. And now a whistle and a foul.
It is so loud in here, though, we're not even hearing the whistles at times.
No, you're absolutely right. Brandy Alley going to go to the line. Patterson picks up the foul, her first, and the fifth team foul. And I think both teams are knowing how fast this pace is going. We've got a timeout on the floor because they are – pretty worn out. But somebody that's not worn out is Stan Vaught and Bobby Buzz. That's for sure.
That's right. They've got a couple of good years left. They got a little tread on the old tire. Don't settle for anything less than the best with this team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Well, you know, they're A1. They are the best that you'll find anywhere around. So put their years of experience to work for you and consider it sold. But Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
Oakland 10, Riverdale 9, Brandy Alley at the free throw line. Allie, it's up, and it is no good. She'll get another here from the Prentice Alsop free throw line. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air combines proven products with highly trained technicians to afford clients the finest quality systems. Call them at 890-1311. Allie will get another one. Second one is up. Rolls in and out. Rebound, Gibson. Score remains 10-9 Oakland. They have the ball. Hurd, Pendergrass, Davenport, Jones, and Allie are in the lineup for Riverdale. The Eubank sisters, House, Gibson, and Patterson. Gibson at the foul line, gives it back out to Eubank. Drills one down to her sister, Angela, and she scores a first bank three from about 18 feet. Nice play.
And a little fist pump at the end right there. She is fired up.
And been doing a good job on the board. She has six right now. 13-9, Oakland leads. Pendergrass has it. Now gives it over to Jones. They'll back it up. Hurd gets it. Hurd drives on House. loses it, picked up, saved by Davenport. Davenport backs up, takes a three, misses it. Rebound, Angela Eubank. Two on one. Here's House with a layup. Good. Kara House with six. This Oakland crowd loving it right now. 15-9. Davenport has it tipped away, stolen away, turnover Riverdale. And that's the end of the quarter. And I'm worn out. 15-9 our score. Oakland leads Riverdale. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament on WGNS. Don't go anywhere.
Oxygen, please.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just want to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. Did you know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
This is Lori Zane-Smith at Reeve Sane. Make a trip to Reeve Sane to experience a true destination for special products and great service. You know our pharmacy care and our amazing milkshakes. Did you also know our gift shop has a unique variety of gifts? We offer products not found around the area for baby, friends, and even yourself. Our stock changes daily. A special gift from Reeve Sane is always memorable. Call 615-278-3158. Visit Reeve Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com.
I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We start the second quarter of play, and Shanika Hurd loses the ball, and Oakland comes away with it. Another turnover for Riverdale. Eubank, oh, down low, Gibson, wide open, layup good. Everybody left her. And she scores. 17-9. The lead is 8 for Oakland.
Six Riverdale turnovers here, John, and those turnovers right now have been costly. Oakland's only turned it over twice themselves.
Pendergrass gets a screen from Jones. The high post now dumps it off to Middleton from the corner. Misses the shot. Rebound. Oliver. They're scooping all the boards right now. Long pass down to Angela Eubank. Gives it over to Oliver. Back out to Emily Eubank to Ansley, open for three. No good. Rebound. Hurd again. Wow. 5 foot six of her, if that. And she's cleaned four rebounds off on the defensive end for Riverdale. Hurd drives left side, gets a lane. It's blocked by Oliver. Over to Emily Eubank. Oakland has it. 6:41 to go in the half. Eubank now in the right wing to House, who drops it down low to Gibson. The layup is good, and she's fouled.
Well, Shelby Gibson has come into this game ready to play. She has really been tough as nails inside.
And the foul is on Jones, her first. Brandi Alley checking back in. So is Davenport.
You know, Davenport has been out there not only for a little bit of a breather, but she's playing with two fouls. She's got to play very careful here.
Gibson misses the free throw from the Prentice Also Piganier free throw line. Middleton comes across with it. They trail by 10, Riverdale. Here's Davenport, left side. Gets a pick, lobs it down to Jones, goes up with it, puts it up, and in, and she's fouled.
Well, how tough is Deja Jones?
And they are tough as nails. Gibson picks up a foul, her first. 19-11, Oakland by 8. At the Prentice Also Piganier free throw line, here's the shot, it's good. Jones with 6. She's made a big contribution to Riverdale. 19-12, lead back down to 7. Emily Eubank being guarded by Davenport. Over to Oliver. Right wing, it goes to House. She's looking down low. They're looking down low almost every time. Emily Eubank stops, shoots. 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Middleton. Here come the Warriors. Middleton backs it up now. They'll set it up. 5:46 to go here in the half. 7-point lead for Oakland. Here's Davenport. Oliver, whoa, she almost got that third foul. Get it over the corner to Jones. Now back to Davenport. Shelby spins, turns in the lane, puts it up, going to draw a foul. Nice move by Davenport.
Well, she is really good when you get her around the goal and penetrating and drawing the fouls, because she can elude just enough of the contact to put up a pretty decent shot.
Well, what you said a while ago, if they can find a uniform to fit us, we better get ready.
Yeah, it's going to be a war of attrition here.
Davenport hits the first one, hits the second one.
Who can stay in the longest and contribute the most?
Lead cut to five. 5:28 to go. Oakland leads. Here comes Eubank. Eubank gives it over to House, right wing. Now back out, top of the key to Oliver. Drives, gives off to Eubank. Back to House. House stops, shoots, jumpers, no good. Rebound, Jones sweeping the boards that time. Here's Allie. Allie, long pass to Pendergrass, to Middleton. Middleton scoots through traffic, ball's on the floor, and they call travel. And they did. Turnover Riverdale, that would be seven, or maybe eight. No, eight. Eubank walking across. Oakland 19, Riverdale 14. Girls action. Blackman girls are already in the finals. They beat Smyrna earlier tonight. Here's the jumper. Up, no good. Rebound. Davenport saves it. No. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Oakland. Great effort by Shelby. Just couldn't come up with it. Oliver to throw it in. To House. Right corner. Takes a few dribbles. Oh, Riverdale still in that zone. Over to Oliver. She drives top of the key, trying to get in. Ball stolen away. Here comes Middleton. Davenport trailing. Middleton stops. Stutter step. Goes up. She's fouled. So she'll go to the free throw line.
Well, Emily Eubank, all she could do right there was reach in because Alexa was about to lay it in the hole. She eluded the first defender by faking her off and then was getting ready to lay it in the hole. Otherwise, she would have had 2 points. Going to have to earn it now.
Three fouls on Ansley Eubank. Here's the free throw up. Good by Middleton. She has 3 points. Prentice Also Heating and Air works hard to offer you the highest quality products and services at competitive prices. 890-1311. And Middleton going to get another one. 19-15, Oakland with the lead. A lot of people getting in serious foul trouble. Free throw good by Middleton. She has four.
We've still got half of this second quarter to go, and we're already talking about foul trouble.
Here's House over to Eubank. Down low, Jones, and they're going to call a foul on Deja as she tried to make the steal.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to need the extra day tomorrow to rest up for Monday, no matter what game you're playing in after this one. It's physical.
Lob inside to Gibson, goes up with it, misses the shot. Allie gets a rebound. Here comes Riverdale. A little cold spell here for Oakland. Between the legs, dribble by Alexa. Now gives it over top of the key to Allie. Allie throws it away. Middleton and House going to chase it down. And there's a collision.
They're calling a foul on Middleton.
Yep.
Well, they're going to talk about it. The official there.
Yeah, I don't know that the ball was not in the possession of either player. I don't know that you can do that. But
He's
I think it's going it.
It. So the official who was running behind the play is the one who called it.
Well, that's not a very popular call over here on the Riverdale side. We can tell you that right now. I think, if anything, Brian, you probably – it's no call maybe?
Well, I mean –
jump ball?
It was going out of bounds. I think I would just let it go.
Yeah. I agree with you. Jones comes off the bench for Riverdale, and Patrick comes back in. 19-16. Riverdale's cut it to three. Eubank for three. Swish! Emily Eubank with a first bank three, 22-16. Here's Middleton, picked up by House. Everybody in the phone book has guarded Alexa Middleton. Here's spin move in the lane by Davenport. It's short. Rebound, Angela Eubank. No, Emily, excuse me. Streaks down the floor for Oakland. Finds Oliver up. Layup from the right side. Good. First basket for Oliver, but she's got a ton of rebounds. Lead back up to 8. Middleton in the corner. Drives baseline. Gives it over to Pendergrass. Open. Good. First bank 3 for Pendergrass. 24-19. Eubank walks it across. What a game, folks. Oliver drives from the right wing. Now backs it up. Gives it over to House. Leaps and grabs that pass down. 2:48 to go in the half. Emily Eubank has it. Stands there to dribble. Riverdale in that zone, and I think Oakland may try to bring them out of there. Here's Oliver with the jumper from way outside. No good. Middleton right there for the rebound. Alexa comes down, and this time Kira House bumps into her. She's going to get the foul called. And again, Alexa Middleton on the floor.
My goodness. This is about as tough as I've seen a girls' basketball game, John, and I've seen a lot of basketball games.
Well, that's certainly true. 2:31 to go from the Prentice-Ossa free throw line. Here's Alexa Middleton. Free throws missed. The first pair of a 1-1. Doesn't get another one. Here's Oakland. 5-point lead. The pace is so furious. Fast and furious. I'm not sure they can keep this pace up. Here's House. Lobs it down low to Patterson and throws it away. Middleton going down the floor again. Ball's tipped away by Eubank. Middleton picks it back up, however. Shoots the long-range jumper. It's no good from the corner. Rebound. Patterson stolen away and saved on a great play by Hurd. Here's Middleton. Off the glass. Good from the left side. 6 points for Middleton. Here comes Emily down the floor for Oakland. Dishes it off to Oliver. Top of the key. Now on the left side it goes to House. Back to Eubank. Foul line extended. Here's House in the corner. Comes out, takes a 15-footer, banks it off the glass. Kira House with 8. Kind of the unknown factor is House's offensive input tonight. She has 8.
Well, you can always count on her to play a good, solid defense, and she's quick as lightning.
Middleton with a screen. Rolls off, no good. Alley. It kind of came off of her funny. I don't know whether she got hit or something happened to her hand, but she just kind of let go of that. Out of bounds to Oakland. And we've got another timeout on the floor here with Riverdale trailing Oakland by a score of 26-21. You're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA basketball action. 30-second timeout, please.
Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS District 7 AAA tournament coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Bonnie King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
26-21 Oakland, John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett. And the Serpisa spokesperson is our statistician tonight. Here's a long jumper. It's good, and it comes from Elena Smith out of nowhere, just checked in. Boy, what a debut. The sophomore hits, 29-21. Boy, sometimes you just, you know, it's like right plug, and it just works for you. Here's Allie.
Hero.
And she goes up. She's going to be fouled. And she'll shoot a Prentice Ossip Heating Air free throw. A couple of them, actually. And Patterson, second foul. And Aaliyah Patterson's put in some pretty strong minutes down here for Oakland as well. It's an 8-point Oakland lead. Allie puts it up. The first free throw rolls in and out. 40 seconds to go here in the half. Allie will get another one. It's up. No good. Rebound, Patterson. Gives it to Eubank. Oakland will play for one here. Emily walking it up. 29 seconds. Hurd on top of her. Eubank. And now a foul going to be called on Shanika Hurd. First foul on Hurd. And Eubank will go to the free throw line and shoot a Prentice Osipini near free throw. Don't you know free throws are going to be huge in this game. Free throws up and good. Over the years, Emily Eubank has become a very prolific free throw shooter. You know, she struggled for freshman and sophomore years a little bit, but she's just gradually become such a proven player. Second one good.
All around. I mean, her shot every year from year to year has improved so much.
31-21. The lead is 10 for Oakland. Here's Davenport. Gets it in the lane. Dishes it off in the corner to Pendergrass. In and out. Rebound. Tipped by Davenport. Coming up with it is Emily Eubank. Eubank flips it. Pendergrass had it for a moment. Oliver gets it. Takes the long shot at the half. That's no good, but a very good first half for the Oakland Patriots as they lead the Riverdale Warriors by a score of 31-21. Stay tuned. We've got halftime stats coming up for you as WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament continues here from Siegel High School. We'll be back.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. For any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions, Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from the Mrs.
Where beauty and quality meet.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Injured during the game? Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. We are at the half with Riverdale and Oakland in this girls' semifinal game. It's the Oakland girls holding on to a 10-point lead, 31-21. And again, we are at the half. Stats now from Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. First of all, from the field, 6 points for Ansley Eubank, 2 first bank threes, Shelby Gibson with 5, 8 points for Kiara House, 5 for Emily Eubank, and 2 for Caitlin Oliver. Fouls, well, there have been a ton of them. Lots of players with 2 fouls, nobody with more than 2, so we'll see what happens here in the second half. Hannah Pendergrass for Riverdale has a first bank three, Riverdale's only 3 of the half. Deja Jones, Shelby Davenport, and Alexa Middleton with 6 points apiece. And that's your 21. And that is a look at your scoring. Here are the team stats for you. 15 rebounds for the Riverdale girls. Oakland with 15 as well. Turnovers, Riverdale with 11. Oakland with 5. Riverdale has not shot the ball particularly well in this half. Only 1-3. They are 7 of 27, that's 25%. 34% for Oakland, 11 of 32, and they have 4 first bank threes. That's how they've been able to edge out about a 10-point lead. From the foul line, 6 of 13 for Riverdale, 46%, 3 of 5 for Oakland, that's 60%. That's a look at all of your stats here as we are indeed at the half. Let me recap your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Things that we know from today. In the first game of the 4 games here today, which you will hear rebroadcast after we're done with the Laverne-Blackman game, we had it live on WGNSradio.com and on our smartphone apps. Blackman 80, Smyrna 56. We'll replay that game on the air at the conclusion of the Laverne-Blackman boys game. It was the Siegel boys a winner over Smyrna, 80-66. So Blackman will await the winner of this Oakland-Riverdale girls game of the championship game as the Lady Blaze make it to the championship game for the 5th time in school history. The Smyrna girls in the consolation game versus the loser of this one. And the Siegel boys will move on at 27-0. 27-0. Siegel will await the Laverne-Blackman winner. The loser will meet Smyrna in the consolation game. Let's look at what's happened here in the District 7 AAA tournament. Other scores today, Lady Raiders 83, FAU 77. The Middle Men a winner, 81-64 over Southern Miss to take sole possession of first in Conference USA. And in District 8 AAA, the Columbia girls defeated Lincoln County 55-47. The Columbia boys an 84-69 winner over Coffee County. That's the combination of teams that we will see in the region tournament coming up for you. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. John will have the second half play-by-play for you as Oakland leads Riverdale 31-21. We're at the half here on WGNS State Farm. District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Want everybody to understand that music lessons aren't just for kids. You can do lessons at any age. And on our drum lesson program, we now have Mr. David Northrup teaching in the store, one of the top pro drummers in the country, who's toured with Travis Tritt, John Mellencamp, Lee Greenwood, and lately with Winona Judd. Dave's a great pro drummer, and he's teaching here at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
Here's to the lessons of the gridiron. Two-a-day practices in August, wind sprints in October, homework after every practice. Here's to the coaches who teach players to push their limits, to the moms who keep supper warm. First Bank salutes teams and families across Tennessee. We're committed to providing the best in banking services. That's more than banking. It's First Banking. See firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
State I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osbert, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, along with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Oakland ball to begin the third quarter, and here to bring you the play-by-play story, here's John.
All right, second half lineups here in just a second. Oakland gets the basketball. For Oakland, it's Eubank, Oliver, Gibson, House, and Ansley Eubank. Riverdale's got Davenport, Jones, Pendergrass, Middleton, and let's see, Alley. Those starting lineups for the second half brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Loveless Fine Photography, and Winner's Trophies, and the ball goes out of bounds. Oakland turnover. Turnover number six for the Patriots. It'll be Riverdale's ball. They trail 31-21 as we just begin the second half of action in a packed house here at Siegel High School. And now whistle underneath the basket, and it's going to be against Riverdale. And Brandy Alley's going to pick it up. That's the second foul, the first team foul of the half for Riverdale. Here's Eubank, Ansley. Dribbles over here in front of our bench. In some trouble. Middleton's got her trapped. And a five-second violation. It'll be Riverdale's ball. Turnover, Oakland. Back-to-back turnovers now for the Lady Pats. And that's turnover number seven. Here's Middleton. Bounce pass to Davenport on the wing. Now throws a pass to Pendergrass in the right corner. Pendergrass, Oakland in a man-to-man. Here's Middleton. Drive, stop, shoots, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, House. Gives it out to Eubank. Two on one. Eubank to Angela Eubank, and Middleton fouls her going up. Alexis' second foul, and Ansley will go to the free throw line, the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Don't call the 800 number. You don't have to for DirecTV. Call DirecTV by Intersource at 815-1800. Local service is fast and friendly. Free throw is up, and it is good. Ansley Eubank has seven. The lead is 11. Hurd coming in, Pendergrass coming out. Second free throw rolls good. Eubank hits a pair. Middleton brings it up. 33-21 Oakland. It's a rematch of our game last week, last Monday to be exact. Alley to Middleton. Gets a pick. Now gives it over to Davenport. Drives baseline. Going to go up. She's fouled. The basket will not go. It went in and went out. But she'll get a DirecTV by Intersource free throw coming up. Get two of them. 33-21, our score. Blackman girls a winner earlier tonight. Free throw is up and good by Davenport. Followed by a Siegel boys win over Smyrna. And the nightcap coming up, Laverne and Blackman boys. Second free throw is good. She hits a pair. She has eight. Lead back to 10. Here comes Angela Eubank. Across the timeline. Picked up by Hurd. To Emily Eubank. Now to House. To Gibson. A little slower pace by the Lady Pats here. Gibson lobs it over to Eubank. And she'll bring it back out. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's a 10-point Oakland lead. Here's Gibson to House. House to Oliver. Drives, dishes off to Gibson in the right corner. Now back out to Ansley Eubank. Pats don't seem to be in any hurry to get a shot off. House, boy, they leave her wide open for the jumper. She doesn't take it. Gives it over to Oliver. Back to House. Drives into the lane, and a foul going to be called. And she will go to the free throw line. And the foul is on Jones. Almost as appeared they lulled Riverdale to sleep, and then House drove to the basket. That's Jones' third foul. First free throw is up and good. Well, one thing about it, you keep hitting free throws, you keep the lead. She has nine. Second one is up, also good. What a senior year she's had. Kira House. 35-23. Oakland has a 12-point lead. Hurd's in the game for Riverdale. Gives it over to Middleton. Back to Alley. Alley looks back to Middleton. Tough man-to-man defense playing right now on the Warriors. Hurd gets a pick from Alley. Going to drive. Goes up with the left hand. Too strong. Rebound, Alley. She goes up, puts it in, won't fall. Gibson had it, and now they're going to call Jones with over-the-back foul. And if it is, that's her fourth. So she's going to have to go to the bench, and Pendergrass is going to have to check back in for her. And here comes Oliver to throw it in for Oakland. Fans not real happy about that call either. Here's Eubank.
He's been kind of grumpy all game.
Here's Eubank to Oliver. Bounce pass, try to get it down low. They can't. It's intercepted. Alley, everybody on the floor. And they're going to say Alley traveled. So a turnover for Riverdale. They're 12th. That's a lot of turnovers for Riverdale. They're accustomed not to have that many. Oliver throws it in. Oakland has a 12-point lead. They're nursing it right now. Down low to House. Goes up on Alley. No good. Rebound. Picked up Hurd. House, racing down the floor.
House had that to do over again. She probably wouldn't have taken that shot.
Middleton way off on the jumper. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Riverdale. Hurd to throw it in. This third quarter has not been quite as exciting as the other two quarters. Pendergrass gets it. Gets a pick from Middleton. Lobs it down low to Hurd. Back out to Davenport. Davenport drives, has it stolen away. Gibson and Davenport on the floor. House has it. Gives it over to Angela Eubank. 4-3, no good. Rebound, Alley up high with it. Gives it to Middleton. They're going to say she walked again.
Well, Alley and Middleton fought for the same rebound there, John, and I don't think Alley knew that it was Alexa, and that was part of the problem.
Oliver to throw it in underneath the Oakland basket. Looking for a cutter, and it's Eubank, and she's going to be fouled. And Riverdale getting in some serious foul trouble.
Yeah, that one was on Pendergrass, and lucky for Riverdale that it wasn't on Shelby Davenport.
Yeah, I thought it was. A little premature there. 35-23. Here's the free throw. It's up. No good. The DirecTV by Intersource free throw coming up for Eubank. Call them at 815-1800. Seguin misses it. Over the lane, in the lane too soon was an Oakland Patriot. So it'll be Riverdale's ball.
Well, it's almost like that first half took a lot of the energy out of both of these teams. Whoever can regain that, I think, is going to have a real shot here. But right now, both teams are very sluggish, and just like those free throws by Eubank.
Here's Davenport from the corner. Jumper no good. Rebound Gibson. They're really ice cold right now, and the ball's intercepted by Middleton. Down low to Davenport, throws it away. It'll be Oakland's ball. Davenport can't believe it.
Well, at the times when they're playing so fast, it's almost like those times they're out of control here in this quarter.
Well, it looks like they're just a little out of sync, don't they? I mean, they're just...
Well, both of them are.
Yeah. Here's Eubank. But Oliver runs right into Alley. No call. And here comes Davenport with it. Racing down the floor. Underhanded layup is good from the left side. And it's 35-25. Riverdale cuts it to 10. 3:17 go. We'll be back.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has more than 20 specialties and over 65 physicians ready to assist you and your family on your health destination point. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center's gastroenterology department provides preventive procedures such as a colonoscopy, as well as diagnosis and treatment of digestive and gastrointestinal disorders. For more information, contact Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Your journey to good health.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Andy's office is at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Here's Oakland with a basketball. Gibson at the high post, gives it over to Ainsley Eubank. Eubank, down low to Oliver, wide open, layup good. Beautifully done by Oakland. 37-25. The lead is 12. Here's Middleton. Top key. Left side it goes to Pendergrass. Now back. No, she keeps it. Couple of dribbles. Looking for some help. Brandy Alley. Over to Middleton, right side. Middleton drives, stops, shoots, pull-up jumper, short, rebound, out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Warriors.
Boy, everybody's shot is just a little off. I mean, really for both sides.
Yeah, it's really nobody has, and most of the scoring has been on layups, to be quite honest. Here's Pendergrass driving, dishes it off to Davenport on the left side. Now she drives baseline, goes up under the goal, foul going to be called. Emily Eubank was down there, so was Gibson. And it's on Eubank.
Foul is on number 10, Eubank. That's her first, team second.
I've got her with more fouls than one.
Well, they said she only has one, and well, I think Ansley has
maybe
most of the
Maybe it's Ansley I've been adding them to. There's a free throw. It's up and good. Davenport to get another one. Shelby puts it up. It rolls and rolls. Can't fall. 37-26. Davenport with 11.
Somebody's going to come out of the shooting slump.
Here's Eubank. It might be her, Angela Eubank, with a first bank three. She has 11. 40-26. The lead is 14. Ball's on the floor. Oliver chasing it. Pendergrass, she's going to be called for the foul. Hannah Pendergrass with her second foul. 1 minute, 56 seconds to go in the third. Oakland has put together a string of points to take a 40-26 lead. Riverdale has really struggled in this quarter. Here's Eubank.
Yeah, they've only...
Here's the lob pass to Oliver. She's at the top of the key. To Eubank, lobbing it beautifully in the Gibson. Layup good. What a pass. Holy cow. That looked like pro style there. 42-26. Middleton gives it over to Davenport. Spin move. Going to go. Puts it up. Underhanded layup is no good, but a foul is called. And Shelby Davenport going to go to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. You can get all the same DirecTV channels without calling the 800 number and get local service from DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Riverdale only has 5 points here in this quarter, John.
Here's the free throw. It's up, and it's good by Davenport.
And I think Davenport, I know she had a layup. She had a free throw, so that's three. That would be 4 points of the six that they now have.
They called a foul on Emily Eubank, and Ansley went over there because they said Ansley over the public address announcer. She went over and told him, no, it wasn't. Change it. Love it. 13 points for Shelby Davenport, by the way. 42-28. The lead is 14 for Oakland. Here's House. Between the circles, gives it over right wing to Emily Eubank. To Oliver. Oh, she thought about giving it to Gibson. Davenport on her. Here's Eubank getting double-teamed. Ball's taken away by Hurd. Here come the Riverdale Warriors. Hurd spins, now brings it back out. Gives it over to Pendergrass. Long-range jumpers, no good. Rebound, Eubank. Jump ball call. And it's going to belong to Riverdale.
That was a really good look over there by Pendergrass. It went all the way in and back out. The shooting woes continue for the Lady Warriors. For Riverdale fans, you got to hope that they can overcome that.
Hurd over to Middleton. Alexa driving, stops, turns, shoots. Short. Rebound. House. Alexa hits that 80% of the time. 42-28. 36 seconds to go. Oliver to Eubank. Double teamed. Now over to Oliver. Back to House. House inside to Gibson. What a feed. Layup good. I don't know how they're doing that. Wow. Some great passing. Davenport with a great move in the lane. The jumper or the little floater up in the lane is good, and she's fouled. Amazing move by Shelby Davenport. And Rachel Conyer is going to come in for Pendergrass. And Eubank picks up another foul, the third foul on Emily Eubank.
Murray coming in for Patrick as well.
And Kalia is a 5'11 sophomore. Davenport trying to make it a three-point play. She does. Davenport with 14. Now, if you talk about fatigue factor, Riverdale did play the other night. And this is the first game for Oakland. If it has anything to do with it, I don't know. 44-31. But if you're pressing the whole game and you're behind, it could be a big factor. There's the horn, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Oakland Lady Patriots 44, the Riverdale Lady Warriors 31. Come back and join us for this fourth quarter.
Get to a better State Farm.
Trying to stretch your paycheck a little further than last sometimes means cutting costs. Why not start with a discount double check? I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I can help make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Get to a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and I can help you get to a better state. 896-2013.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
District tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, along with Bob Parks Auction.
Great district action, semifinal action, as Oakland has a 13-point lead as we go into the fourth quarter. Oakland with the ball, lobs it over to Eubank, open for the three. Good. Emily Eubank with eight.
Well, if you're a Riverdale fan, they got to push it up the floor and got to get some big shots. Oakland got to continue to maintain.
Davenport does just what you said, Brian, with an underhanded little floater in the lane. She's got 16, trying to take it upon herself to get Riverdale back in this thing.
There's still plenty of time for anything to happen in this one now.
47-33, Hurd tries to get a charge. Oliver slips by her. Angela Eubank for three, no good. Rebound. Out of bounds, going to belong to the Patriots.
That was a huge third quarter there for Oakland. While, I mean, not everything worked well for them, but they did score enough. They got some big-time baskets at big times and really hustled on defense. They got to keep that up here for this last quarter.
Now they just have to milk the 14-point lead in order to win. Here's a lob inside. Gibson hits it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
How did she muscle that one up there?
I don't know, and it looked like a line drive when she did it. She has 11, going to go to the Intersource, DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. And, Brian, I think you mentioned off air, 2004 is the last time that Riverdale has not reached a district championship.
It's been 10 years, and right now that is in serious jeopardy.
Free throw is missed. Here comes Davenport with a rebound. Under 7 minutes to play in the game. Davenport, long three, no good. Rebound, Gibson. Gibson over to Eubank. Eubank to Oliver. Drives in the lane, and a blocking foul going to be called on Pendergrass. And Pendergrass is getting into some foul trouble. Deja Jones has four fouls. She's in the game. Corey Barrett needs her. Free throw is up by Oliver. Doesn't go. Here's one thing. You got to hit your free throws. She's going to have another Direct by TV Intersource free throw. Don't call the 800 number for Direct TV. Second one, no good. You can just call Direct 815-218-00, 815-1800. The rebound off the free throw goes out of bounds, and guess who gets it? Oakland. 49-33, Oakland leads Riverdale. Oliver looking for some help. Finally gets it out to House in the right wing. She's going to drive, goes up, blocked by Davenport. Davenport to Jones to Hurd. Here's Middleton to Pendergrass. The long three, he's good! First bank three for Hannah Pendergrass. Timeout Riverdale. 49-36. Got a chance to talk about our good friends at Bob Parks Auction, Brian.
Well, that's Bob Bug and Stan Vaught from Residential Commercial Farms to Land. This team, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, they specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug today, 896-4600, online at Bob Parks Auction. A check of your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. The Livingston Academy girls defeat Central Magnet by one, 47-46 in the 8AA semifinals. Also earlier today, the Lady Raiders 83, FAU 77. The Middle Men 81-64 winners at home over Southern Miss. Columbia girls defeated Lincoln County 55-47 in 8AAA play. Columbia boys over Coffee County 84-69. The Blackman girls and Siegel boys, all winners here in the 7th AAA tournament.
And quickly, Jennifer Grandstaff calls a timeout. We will take one, too. The score, 49-36, Oakland on top. We'll be back.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And back with 6:17 to go in the game. 49-36, Pendergrass just hit a big first bank three. Here's Oakland with the basketball to Ansley Eubank. Double team, more aggressive defense by the Warriors. And Ansley gets it over to Eubank. Now back to Oliver. They'll set it back up.
Looks like they're maybe wanting to spread the floor a bit.
And now an offensive foul on Eubank. Emily can't believe it. And she is in deep foul trouble, her fourth.
So that is Ansley that picked that up, or Emily?
Emily.
All right.
Here comes Hurd across the free throw line. 5:56 to go. Middleton almost loses it. Now drives, going to go up. She tries a scoop shot. It's no good. Rebound. Deja Jones. Jones getting pushed, getting shoved. And they're going to call Gibson with a foul, I think. And Shelby, that's her third. 16 foul for Oakland. Hurd to throw it in. They'll be in the 1-1 the next time down. Here's the long jumper by Pendergrass. Good again. Oh, my. Hannah Pendergrass with nine.
Well,
it's
the door
a
ain't
back three. Go
the
ahead.
Door ain't shut yet, John.
49-39. Ball stolen away. Pendergrass dives for it. There's a scramble for it on the floor. Jump ball. Give it to the Warriors. And Davenport took a tough spill. And she's getting up very slowly. But she's smiling, so I guess she's all right. 10-point lead for Oakland. You feel a little bit momentum turn here, Brian?
I think momentum has turned a little bit. Oakland, they're going to have to get a big basket, I think, to try to regain momentum. They've got a lot of the crowd behind them.
Davenport, good feed inside to Jones. It's blocked on a great play by House.
Good defense right there by Oakland.
Here's Oliver across the timeline, right side to House. They'll set it back up and run some more time.
I think that's what they want to do is run some clock if they can, but Riverdale's making it really tough on them.
5:06 to go. Here's Oliver, takes the long jumper that's short. Rebound. Eubank, I think.
She's going to be over the back.
I think you're right. She was trying to hit the ball, and that's not good news for Jennifer Grandstaff when both your starting guards are in deep foul trouble. Emily trying to talk to him, and I don't know. That's four fouls on her. So it's getting crazy. Hannah Pendergrass going to the DirecTV Intersource, DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. You can get the same DirecTV channels without calling the 800 number and get local service from DirecTV by Intersource. Call that number at 815-1800. Anna Pendergrass has had a very good fourth quarter. Free throws missed, however, and Oakland recovers. Here is a steal. Hurd to Davenport. Goes up. Misses the first shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back in. Davenport with 18.
Leads down to 8.
Yeah, it's getting a little crunch time now. Oliver brings it back out. Still a good lead for Oakland, but it's dwindling. Oliver has it to Gibson. Gives it back out to Eubank. Riverdale crowd trying to support here for defense. Here's Oliver. Drives baseline. Goes up. It's blocked. Rebound. Deja Jones. And they call a very quick jump ball, and that's going to give it to Oakland. A big break for the Patriots. Seniors coming in. Pendergrass coming out. Oliver to throw it in. Gets it to Angela Eubank, to Emily Eubank. over to House. 4:05 to go in the game. House puts it up. No good. Rebound. Davenport with good position that time. Here come the Warriors. Long pass to Middleton. Middleton, that's baseline, puts up, reverse layup is in.
Oh, my goodness. What a move.
8 by Middleton. The lead is 6 for Oakland. And Jennifer Staff wants a timeout to do just that, break this momentum a little bit. The Warriors are fired up. We'll take a timeout. 49-43, Oakland leads Riverdale. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Have you visited our stores lately? Did you know that you can now upgrade once a year with new Framily plans? Come in and ask what Framily is. Find a way to get new discounts. You can make your own group. It can be a friend. It can be a family. It can be a coworker. Drive your monthly recurring costs down and get upgrades once a year. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane, Middle Tennessee's immunization headquarters. We offer flu shots, travel shots, and adult immunizations to individuals 12 years of age or older, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane. Walk-ins are always welcome. We also provide group and workplace immunizations at your location. Visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at ReevesSane.com. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we go back to the game. 3:46 to go. Riverdale's made a big comeback. They trail only by 6. Oakland has the ball, however.
Yeah, they're a 10-0 run here, John, and Oakland's got to do something to this momentum.
There's Oliver. Gets by Jones. Oh, Jones almost carried it, or Oliver did. And now they call a foul on Jones. And the officials are getting, I think, a little impatient with some of the expressions.
They are. The players are perturbed, and now the officials are getting perturbed as well.
Fifth foul on Deja Jones. I will admit it wasn't a very physical foul.
No, it wasn't. And to be that far away from the goal, I think that was part of her frustration. And being her fourth foul, and that's caused her to foul out, I think led to her frustration. And I'm glad the official didn't
do anything further. He did do a good job of that. He certainly did. Here's Oliver with the second one. The first one was good. Second one misses. 50-43. Lead is 7. Oakland brings it across. I'll make that Riverdale. Hurd has it. Boy, these are some close. Going to be very important next 2 minutes. Hurd gives it over to Pendergrass. Pendergrass left side to Middleton. Going to drive. Gives it back out. And Oakland is still in the man-to-man. Hurd gives it over to Pendergrass. Boy, Riverdale really needs to take a shot. Gives it back out. Davenport spins in the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. It's short. Rebound. Middleton goes up for it. It's out of bounds. Going to belong to Riverdale. I think a lot of time went off the clock there, Brian.
Well, a lot of time did go off the clock. And one thing that I did notice in there is Emily Eubank just had to watch Davenport go by her. And I would look for Riverdale to maybe attack the Eubank girls because they both have 4 fouls.
Here's Middleton. That's exactly what she does. Goes up from the right side, misses the shot. Allie's there to put it back in. Allie with her first basket. 50-45. 2:44 to go. Here comes Oliver. Races across the timeline. Gets it back. Now double teamed. And the ball stolen. Pendergrass has it. 3-on-1. Pendergrass going to go up all the way in. Shoves it up. No good. Rebound. Davenport in trouble. In traffic. Ball's taken away by Gibson. They're going to call a walk on Gibson.
She had it, John, and when she put it high up in the air, she did take a step
in
there.
Good call there. Hurd to throw it in. Hurd. Oh, they throw it away, but it's going to be a race for the ball. Middleton gets tangled up. She's going down. Eubank's going down. No whistle. 2 minutes, 19 seconds to go here in the game. Oakland, at one point, had a 16-point lead. That lead has been cut to five. They have the ball, however. Trying to win back-to-back games against the Riverdale Warriors. Here's Gibson. Over to Eubank. Eubank, get a foul on Middleton. And they are in the 1-1. So Emily Eubank's going to go to the free throw line. Emily tonight has 8 points. That doesn't seem like a lot, but the baskets she has had have been big ones.
Last couple of times she went to the free throw line, she missed them.
The DirecTV by Intersource free throw. First one is no good. For the best in DirecTV with local service you can't get by calling the 800 number. Call DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
They must be in the double bonus.
Yes, they are. You are correct. Second one, no good. Rebound, Davenport.
Boy, Oakland is just ice cold from the field, foul line, and everything. Somebody is going to have to hit some baskets here this last 2 minutes or they won't win this game.
Here's Middleton to Davenport. Stops. And they call a foul on Middleton. Offensive foul. And now, let's see, Alexa, she may be playing with four. Waiting for the announcement. And it is her fourth. So now, kind of even Steven here. You got Middleton with four, Eubank with four, Angela Eubank with four. Deja Jones has already fouled out. It's Oakland's ball with a minute 56 to go. Here's Eubank. Going to bring it down, which is going to affect Middleton's aggressiveness just a little bit with four fouls. Conyers is in. Double-teamed his house. She gets by it. Puts it up over Brandy Alley. It's good. Big, huge basket.
Cannot tell you how big that basket is for the Lady Pats.
52-45. Here's Hurd driving all the way in. Hook shot. Cannot fall. Rebound, Eubank. And now she's fouled. I believe Davenport's going to be called for the foul. Nope. It's Brandy Alley. And Emily Eubank will come back once again to the free throw line to shoot a pair of big free throws. 1:27 to go in the game. 52-45. Oakland leads it.
It's already a three-possession game. This could just make it that much more difficult.
She hits the first one. Eubank with nine. She'll be up for another. Here it is. It rolls. No good. Rebound, Davenport. A minute 26. Time running out on the Lady Warriors.
Well, if you're a Riverdale fan, you need a basket right here.
Here's Davenport. Long jumper. Good. Oh, goodness. Timeout on the court. Three-pointer. First bank three for Davenport. Cut the lead. 53-48. We'll be back.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm coverage of the district tournament brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Here comes Oakland. They have the ball and a 5-point lead. They get it down to House. She sets it up. We're approaching the 1 minute mark. Riverdale is going to be forced to foul here. Here's House. Gives it over to Eubank. Middleton can't foul. Here's Oliver down low. They do foul her. She's going to shoot two. And shooting the DirecTV by Intersource free throws is going to be Caitlin Oliver.
John, it's a five-point lead. You hit one of these, it's still a two-possession game. You hit both of them, it's a three-possession game, and that really makes a huge difference with less than a minute to go.
Oliver's first one good. 6 points for Oliver. Pendergrass coming back in. And we'll shoot another one. Oliver eyes it. It's up. It's good. Oliver with seven. Huge free throws. 54 seconds to go. Riverdale down by seven. A pick from Hurd. Middleton drives baseline. Bounces at the alley. Down open and in by alley. Great play. Great pass. And it's 42 seconds to go here.
Davenport's going to get tagged with the foul yep. right there, John.
And now she's starting to pick up some, too. She had two to begin this half.
She was going for the steal there, and it was either going to be a foul or a steal, and she thought she got the steal, but not the case.
55-50. Oliver going to the line again for two. Big more free throws. Up. This time, no good. Davenport playing with four fouls now. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound alley to Middleton. Riverdale fans shouting encouragement for the Warriors. So are the Oakland fans for Oakland. Ball's out of bounds. Going to belong to Oakland.
Well, that's a huge break right there, and it's probably the right call. I couldn't see, but Middleton tried to do the same thing that Alley just scored on the last time down. Drew the double team, got to Alley with a one-on-one, but the ball was tipped out of bounds.
Here's Oliver throwing it in, full court pressure. A foul is called. And Oakland going to go to the free throw line.
Well, the good thing about that, if you're a Riverdale fan, is no time went off the clock. I don't even think they got the ball inbounded before the foul was called.
Jasmine Hurd has come into the game. Rachel Conyers in there. They're in there for they're going to have the ball though. So if they get these rebounds, free throw is up and good by Ansley Eubank. 12 points for Eubank. Alley and Middleton come back in. They're just subbing them to try to keep them from fouling. And they'll have it on offense. 31 seconds to go. Free throw rolls good. Hit upside down everywhere and around and goes in. 57-50. 27 seconds to go. Middleton dishes it off to Eubank. Make that Davenport.
I
don't even know what I just saw. That throw it up with one hand, underhanded, and it floats in the air and it goes in. I can't describe that, folks. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, not only do we carry a full range of great products for your dogs and cats, you'll also find a host of items for your more exotic family members, like your hedgehogs or sugar gliders. Here at Animal City, we are happy to help you create or maintain the aquarium setup of your dreams, either fresh or saltwater. So come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting your athletes back in the game, Genesee Orthopedic Alliance, your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. John?
Shelby Davenport just hit an unbelievable shot to make it 57-52.
I don't think Riverdale can continue to send him to the free throw line. They got to almost get a steal.
Not enough time to do that. And the ball goes out of bounds. And I think the official pointed to Oakland. And they did. And 2 seconds expired off the clock. Only 18 seconds to go in this one. And now timeout Grand Staff. She sees the difficulty they're having throwing in the ball. We'll take a timeout. Be right back. Riverdale trails Oakland by five.
get you a better State, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Helton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better State, State Farm.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and I can help you get to a better state. 220-2210.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
This final seconds brought to you by Jones Car Wash on Memorial across from O'Charley's. They're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes. Full service exterior car wash services at Jones Car Wash on Memorial.
18 seconds to go, and a whistle. Corey Baird wanting 5 seconds, but
going to be a foul on Shanika Hurd, I think.
Which at this point may not be bad, but you've still got to go the length of the court. And if she hits one of these, and she hits two of them, you can say it's over.
Well, that's why I was saying a minute ago, Riverdale's best shot was for a turnover down there on their end and a quick basket.
Free throws missed. Now here's the other scenario. If she hits, she misses this one, or she hits it, in either way, still a two-possession game. Riverdale will have to come down the floor, get a quick shot off, immediately call a timeout.
Well, the advantage of sending them to the free throw line is over now.
Yeah.
You're
going
to have turnover and some help.
Free throws up good. 58-52, Eubank hits the second end. Here's Middleton. 14 seconds. Pendergrass. Way, oh, too much time going off. Davenport will take a shot. No good. Rebound. Jump ball is going to belong to the Warriors. But only 7.2 seconds left. Oakland Patriots fixing to pull this off again with another win against the Riverdale Warriors and to play in the finals. Take a miracle at this point. Here's Middleton. Jumper good. First bank three. 2 seconds. Time running off the clock. They're not going to have enough time. And that's your ball game. The final score. Oakland 58. Riverdale 55, and now Oakland will be taking on Monday night the Blackman Lady Blaze in the District 7 AAA Finals. Riverdale will be in the consolation game, and they'll take on the Lady Bulldogs of Smyrna. We're going to take a timeout, and we're going to come back with all kinds of things. Loveless Fine Photography, players of the game. We'll have the Mills Pharmacy, whatever, success of the game, whatever, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Why don't we do that now?
Okay, we can do that. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, Loveless Fine Photography, players of the game. John, gosh, you kept all the offensive stats right there. It was just it was a war. I mean, an absolute war here tonight.
It sure was, and a lot of these girls playing with four or five fouls tonight. I think we got to go with Shelby Davenport, 21 points tonight. 21 for Shelby Davenport for Riverdale, and for Oakland, you know, I think I'm going to go with Kira House and Angela Eubank. We're going to give them to both of them. Kira House made one big, huge bucket toward the end when Riverdale was making the run. You remember when it was down and she made it back up to seven? And then a great defensive play also in this game.
Well, that's your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game for timeless portraits for over 30 years. It's Loveless Fine Photography, the official senior photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com. For photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime, it's Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558 on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Your Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game. Gosh, this was a huge game down to the end. You know, a 16-point lead whittled away. Oakland just kept the faith, John, in this one, I think. And hit a big bucket when they needed it, hit their free throws down the end to seal the victory and put them in the district championship game. And for the first time in 10 years, the Riverdale Lady Warriors are not in the championship game.
That's unbelievable. They had that 16-point lead. They nursed it. And it was a little scary at a point for them. But, again, they did hit some big free throws down the end. And when all that momentum was going, I think they did a really good job of getting big buckets. They didn't have many, but they had enough to win.
Yeah, and those free throws were huge. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. Time for your Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success. Enough shots from the field, you know, and I really think tonight hitting their free throws down the stretch, they were 14 of 26 from the free throw line, Oakland was this evening. Did a really good job with free throws and turnovers, but to me, when the game was on the line, they needed those free throws. They got it. They needed good guard play. They got it. And I think that was the prescription for success tonight in the Oakland victory. Mills Family Pharmacy on South Church, providing you with the best possible medical care. Family owned and operated by Dr. Chad and Rebecca Mills. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com. A check of your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. They've served Rutherford and adjoining counties for over a century with respect, honesty, and compassion. In the 7AAA tournament, Oakland girls a winner, 58-55. The game right before this in boys, Oakland, or rather Siegel 80, Smyrna 66. It was the Blackman girls defeating Smyrna 80-56. We've got Laverne Blackman coming up. And also, Shelbyville girls defeated Franklin County 45-47. So Columbia girls and Shelbyville girls will be the 1 and 2 seeds. It'll be Lincoln County and Franklin County, the 3 and 4 seeds in 8AAA that we'll face coming up in the region tournament. More on that later. When we come back, we'll have more of the ideas teased between game show, and then we'll have some stats for you as well in this Oakland-Riverdale girls basketball game. Stay with us as we continue WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament.